So the Wallace Annenberg Foundation, they support the worldwide community in different ways. And here in Los Angeles, we have a wonderful new place developed by the Annenberg Foundation, Annenberg Pet Space. It's a state-of-the-art adoption center with dogs and cats and services, including help for animals that might have special needs. You have activities and lectures, and the technology that you have to work with at Annenberg Pet Space will blow you away. It's incredible. So we are joined by Dr. JJ and also Carol Lawman. She is the general manager of Annenberg Pet Space. So Carol, do you want to start and tell us about Annenberg Pet Space?
We opened on June 24th, and we like to say that Annenberg Pet Space is a place where you can come and play, and they can ride a human-powered hamster wheel, a slide. They can play with our technology, which is a huge interactive lobby screen, huge, imagine if you will, iPads in front of each animal's adoption suite and learn about all the things from the animal that's in the adoption suite, as well as some fun facts. You can actually have your picture taken when you ride the human-powered hamster wheel, and your picture shows up on the front lobby. Uh-huh. There's lots of fun things to do, but mostly it's to adopt an animal and make sure that we're connecting that humans and those animals together and getting that perfect match.
Exactly. But you make it entertaining and fun. And like you said, when you walk in, you can start to find out all about Pet Space at the wall, the different stations that you have where you can just instantly pull up information. It's really something to see.
You can go and bring home a new furry family member,
or you can go and tour and check it out and just see what's going on.
Absolutely. The programs, the animals that we have available for adoption, mm-hmm. the mission behind Annenberg Pet Space, why Wallace wanted to do this, and her vision that she's had for 10 years of bringing this to life for the community. She has been really instrumental in making this space and this vision come to life.
It was a passion for her, right? She thought about this for a while.
Yeah.
How many animals are you working with now?
Well, we have room for 40 dogs and 40 cats and 100 other small mammals, mostly bunnies. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're not at full capacity because we're still only a month new into it. And we have, how many would you say we have, Dr. JJ, right now?
Probably about 60.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot and growing, and you're working with partners. Do you work with the LA shelters, rescues?
Indeed, we do. We work with the LA County Animal Care and Control. They've been strong advisors for us right from the get-go of the project. They have counseled us. We've asked them how to best partner with them and which locations they might need the most help with. And they said to us, great, we'd love to do that. Downey and Carson are two of our locations that could really benefit from our help. So our animal care team, Dr. JJ and her team, go down there on a weekly basis. They speak with and meet with the animal care folks from those two locations. There's total mutual agreement on which animals will come from Carson and Downey to our space. And then when they do come, we practice compassionate behavioral training, grooming, medical exams. We make sure that those animals are in the best possible shape and look before we put them in the adoption suites for people to actually be matched with their forever pet.
Right. Yeah. You thoroughly know that animal. And then you've worked with it and you've shown it love and compassion and caring. And how did you get connected with Pet Space, Annenberg Pet Space?
Well, that's a great question. I had the honor of being able to partner and work with Annenberg Pet Space for about a year now. And mm-hmm. it's been such an exciting experience just helping this organization get off the ground. We are so proud to partner with the Los Angeles County Department of Animal Care and Control and help them achieve their mission of getting animals into adoptable homes. And I think I was just lucky. I was in the right place at the right time and was able to see their vision long term, mm-hmm. The vision of really celebrating and promoting the human-animal bond and creating an adoption center that had a strong educational background and focus, as well as really working on the matchmaking side of adoptions and helping adoptions be a really positive experience for people.
Because that makes a big difference in how they feel about where they are and, you know, making the choices. And education is a big part of this. So are you looking forward to classes in the future, lectures? Can you tell us a little bit about that, the educational process?
Sure. Because the Annenberg Pet Space is a community resource and mm-hmm. a space for the community that Wallace Annenberg wanted to give to the community, we want to make sure that our programs and our educational events really are beneficial to the members of the community. So we have everything from simple, short demonstrations on how to cut a pet's nails, mm-hmm. all the way to evening lectures that will be have more of a heavier scientific or an animal welfare issues type related content. So we have a whole different array of programs for people. And we're still ramping up to that as we've only been open a month. We started with a few of our programs and there's going to be more and more, including some really interesting workshops, adoption tips, happenings and things, how you can learn about how to be responsible pet owners and all the fun things that go along with that, as well as bringing together leaders in the field of animal welfare or anyone related to the science behind the human-animal bond and seeing if we can get them to have collaborative discussions on different topics.
Did I have that right when I said that special needs animals also are taken care of?
So because we have a partnership with the LA County Department of Animal Care and Control to help them with the animals that they have in their care, we mutually agree on what animals need to come to us to get into forever homes. Sometimes those animals have a lot of needs. So, for example, we have a 12-year-old dog there right now named Kobe, who's a German Shepherd mix, and he has some arthritis and he needs daily pain medication and he needs a little extra attention. And then we have, you know, the puppies and the kittens that need training. We have all different types of animals, dogs, cats, and rabbits that come from young to old to healthy to illnesses. We really just help the county with what they need. Some of those animals might have special needs, and so that can vary from medical to behavioral needs.
Sure.
And the cool thing is that even if it does need medical needs, we have a very open and transparent program where we take behind-the-scene tours. Imagine, if you will, you're a young kid or you're a up-and-coming aspiring vet tech or a veterinarian. We offer all behind-the-scenes tours free of charge. It's complimentary, and you can see an animal being groomed or its nails being clipped or its teeth being cleaned or the operating room or the physical therapy room that we've nicknamed Pet Fit. And they can actually go in the hydrotherapy tub with or without water and they can run on the treadmill. So Kobe can go in there, or one of our other dogs, our mascot dog Elsa, it's a very sweet mixed breed pit bull. She goes in there sometimes too. We even have hydrotherapy too for a lot of large dogs that have hip problems. So we've got these magic windows and people can touch them and talk to the therapist behind there and say, what are you doing? How is that helping the animal? It's very, very open. It's very transparent. It was one of the key things that Wallace Annenberg wanted to deliver for the community space.
Can you come in and tour at any time, or do you need to set up tours to see all of the inner workings? How does that part work?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Tina. Normally, it's best if there's a group of about a dozen people. And so we typically ask people to sign up for a tour, and we have them regularly on the days that we're open, which is Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And people can easily, via our website, sign up on it, and once they're registered, they can show up. And if we're not full, any walk-ins can also join the tour. But the maximum amount that's usually a really good tour is when you have about 12 people.
So you mentioned Elsa. Is Elsa a pit bull, and she's part of Pet Space?
I think Dr. JJ should mention Elsa, because when Elsa first came in, I have to say that Elsa stole JJ's heart.
Okay, because I knew.
Well, she stole everyone's heart. Elsa is a middle-aged, sweet, white type of breed called a pit bull, even though that's not a pure breed. When we first looked at her in her enclosure at the county, I believe she came from Carson, she was pretty huddled in a corner. And then when she became more comfortable, when she got to Annenberg Pet Space, we noticed that she was limping on three out of four legs. So she has some medical issues with her limbs. So we are giving her the best care that we can. So VCA West Los Angeles did a knee surgery on her, on one of her knees. She might need it on the other knee going forward. She also has elbow arthritis in both elbows, and she is currently spending time at the California Animal Rehabilitation Center in West LA, where she's getting some rehabilitation there as well as with us at Annenberg Pet Space. So it's a joint effort. And when she's recovered from her surgery, we'll see if we can find that special home for her that can really provide her the right amount of care, given that she's going to have some medical challenges. So, you know, Elsa's a good example of the that we treat every animal individually based on their needs, both medically, behaviorally, and, you know, if there's anything else that they need, we try to provide each animal with what it is that will make them sound and whole, you know, mentally and physically.
it's a great example of, like you said, how far you go to take care of that animal. And what would you say about people thinking about adopting, about coming to Pet Space?
Well, first, we're excited to have you. It's a really great place to come and adopt a pet and just have a great, positive, fun experience. You know, I would say take a look at our website and take a look at the animals that we have and the programs that are coming up and see what interests you. When you do come, we have animal care and adoption specialists that are there to greet you and learn about your expectations and your hopes and your desires for a pet, or if you're just curious to learn about what it might be like to have a dog or a cat in your home. And we will learn about what it is you'd like to, that you're interested in, and hopefully try to match you with the right type of pet. And that can be a really fun experience. And our adoption process is very efficient and very simple and open and welcoming.
Exactly. And it's also so hands-on, very easy from the moment that you walk in to find out all about the pet. And you're at Playa Vista, right, Carol?
We are. In only the first month that we've been open, you know, unanimously people are coming in and they're saying, wow, this is open and airy and joyful, and there's opportunity to play. You can, there's a little shop, you can hang out if you want a coffee or a little snack. If you want to enjoy the animals, there's some playtime with the animals. If you want to have a behind the scenes tour, that's available. If you want to play with the touch screens, whether it's at the lobby or the adoption suites, it's all there for you.
What else would you like us to know about Annenberg Pet Space before we go?
I think one of the big things that also makes us really unique is that we have a leadership institute, and the science behind the human-animal relationship is very important. So we've partnered with 16 academics from around the world, from Oxford University in the UK, Nottingham, from Michigan. And a lot of these academics have made research and science and the study of the human-animal bond, whether it's genetics or zoology or archaeology or the law and ethics of animals. And we have established this institute to bring them together, to foster dialogue, to promote discussion, all meant to really further and promote animal welfare in the marketplace. And they're going to be actually doing some research for us. And that research is going to influence some of our programmings and learning offerings that we hope to offer the public in 2018.
There's science and advocacy behind all of this. So yes, everything that you could want. Annenberg Pet Space. And
come visit.
Come visit. You check out our website, annenbergpetspace.org, where you can learn about our programs and see the bios and photos of our adoptable animals. And we also just want you to support the LA County Department of Animal Care and Control. They're a really important partner of ours, and they have a lot of great animals up for adoption as well as we do.
Annenberg Pet Space. This is the future of adopting animals. Dr. JJ and Carol, thank you so much for talking to us and letting us know about this amazing, phenomenal place.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Tina. I appreciate it.